This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the second week of Easter, which begins on Divine Mercy Sunday, April 7th, and also includes the Feast of the Annunciation on Monday the 8th. The Feast of the Annunciation, contemporarily the Solemnity of the Annunciation, is also known as Lady Day and the Feast of the Incarnation, and it commemorates the visit of the Archangel Gabriel to the Virgin Mary when he informs her that she will be the mother of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Feast of the Annunciation was celebrated as early as the 4th or 5th century. From its earliest recorded history, the feast has been held on March 25. Embodying both the belief that the spring equinox was not only the day of God's act of creation, but also the beginning of Christ's redemption of that same creation. When the calendar system of Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, was first introduced, the beginning of the new year was set at 25 March, because according to Christian doctrine, the age of grace began with the incarnation of Christ at the Annunciation, on which date Jesus Christ is believed to have been conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. When the feast falls in the middle of the Holy Week, it is transferred to the first available day after Easter. Now, if you've listened to this program before, you know that we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are particular to a day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used in every Mass and at different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by Alexander Agricola, a 15th century Netherlandish composer who was very well known around the year 1500. These 10 parts alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because each is specific to the day it is sung. The introit, or entrance of the celebrant, the gradual, which is sung after the first reading, the alleluia, which comes after the second reading, the offertory, sung while the celebrant is preparing the gifts for communion, and the communion, sung during the distribution of the gifts to the congregation. Today, in order to leave room for Agricola's Mass Ordinary, we'll hear only the introit and communion, but we'll add motets appropriate for this week. So let's get started with that introit, Rorate Caeli De Super, Skies, Let the Just One Come Forth Like the Dew. This chant will be sung by the Scola Gregoriana Hispana.
Neiras maris
We've heard our introit for the Feast of the Annunciation. Now, before we begin our Mass Ordinary, I'd like to insert a motet by our featured composer today in this April month of Flemish composers, Alexander Agricola. It's called O Crux Ave, and it expresses prayer to the true cross. The singers are the all-male ensemble Chanticleer.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the motet O Crux Ave, Alexander Agricola's musical prayer to the cross. And now we shall begin our Mass Ordinary with the first section Agricola wrote of his Missa In Meine Zinn, To My Delight, the Gloria, or Greater Doxology.
Thank you.
That was the Gloria of today's Mass Ordinary, the Missa in Minutzin, by Alexander Agricola, as rendered for us by the ANS Chorus, an all-male ensemble from Hungary. Now we'll hear the Credo, or Nicene Creed. The singers, with the familiar plain song Credo 3, are the monks of Solesmes in France. Sing along with them, if you like. We've heard the Credo of today's Mass Ordinary. And now it's time for the Sanctus, the Holy, Holy, Holy of today's Mass by Alexander Agricola, the Missa in Mainitzin. The singers of this piece, again, are the ANS Chorus, a Hungarian ensemble. We've been listening to the Sanctus of Alexander Agricola's Missa in Minutzin, or Mass to My Delight. And this brings us to the final movement of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Again, it's the ANS chorus with the music of Alexander Agricola.
Thank you.
was the Agnus Dei of Alexander Agricola's Missa in Minasin. And fortunately, this leaves us with just enough time for another motet by Alexander Agricola, a rather extended one, Pater Meus Agricola Est. My father is a farmer. The performers are the ensemble called Fretwork, a British consort of viols, unfretted string instruments.
Thank you.
We've heard the motet by Agricola, Pater Meus Agricola Est, My Father is a Farmer, played on unfretted string instruments by the group called Fretwork. And with it, I'm afraid we've run out of time. I hope you've enjoyed this program of motets, the Viol Consort, and Alexander Agricola's Mass for the second Sunday of Easter and the Feast of the Annunciation. And I hope you'll tune in next week when we'll play wonderful music for the third Sunday of Easter with another beautiful Mass by another Netherlandish composer. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a pleasant and reflective weekend.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.